The medieval cobblestone streets of Prague will soon echo with the sound of hundreds of tap shoes, and among the dancers making rhythm in the Czech capital will be two from Greater Victoria. 14-year-old Abigail Portress of Sonich and 18-year-old Jordan Bondaroff of Vue Royal are set to represent Canada at the International Dance Organization Tap Dance World Championship later in October. For both dancers, the journey to the world stage has been months in the making, filled with rehearsals, fundraising, and a shared love of performing. "I was kind of shocked, but I was very excited," said Bondaroff about the moment she found out she had been selected. "Representing your country is a huge thing. It's one of the biggest pieces of news I've ever gotten." The pair, who both train at Dansko Studios in Sonich, fell in love with dance early in their lives. For Portress, a student at St. Michael's University School, the journey began at the age of 2, and she was hooked on tap by 5. "Tap is more rhythmic, it's like playing an instrument with your feet," she said. "You feel the music through your whole body. It's so different from ballet or jazz, I honestly just love it." Bondaroff, who began dancing at 4, was also drawn to tap early on. "I love the sound the shoes made," she said, "and I like how rhythmically challenging it is. It gives you strength and musicality, which is really important. It's good for your body and for your mind. They'll need both physical and mental stamina when they compete dancers from more than 30 countries at the World Championship in Prague." Portress' junior team will perform to cover versions of Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics and I Can't Get Next to You by the Temptations. While in the adult competition, Bondaroff's group will take on a classical version of Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles and a cover of Praise by Sam Smith. Outside the studio, dance continues to shape both their lives. Bondaroff, currently on a gap year after high school, teaches several classes a week at Dansko Studios and hopes to study kinesiology or physiotherapy to work with dancers. "I definitely want dance to be part of my career," she said. Portress, meanwhile, shares her love of Métis jigging alongside her friend Piper Bresser. Together, as the Joyful Jiggers, they perform at events across Greater Victoria and teach weekly classes with Métis Nation Greater Victoria. Her tap experience, she says, blends naturally with jigging. "I can use my more technical tap skills that I have and apply it to jigging," she explains. "Because with jigging we wear these shoes called clickers, and I find with the fast footwork that I practice in tap, I can directly apply that to jigging and make my footwork more precise and sound better." Neither dancer has been to Europe before, and both are eager to soak in the experience, from the history and architecture to meeting fellow dancers from around the world. "Pictures never do a place justice," said Bondaroff. "I'm just excited to see it all with my own eyes." Portress agrees. "We're even going to Austria afterwards to see a ballet in Vienna," she said. "I can't wait to see the old buildings, the churches and cathedrals. I think it's just going to be beautiful." While winning would be a dream, both dancers say the real reward is sharing their passion on an international stage. "This is going to be an amazing opportunity," said Portress. "Just seeing all these different cultures competing in one place, everyone's going to offer such a different skill set, but we all have the same passion for tap. I think that's what makes it so special."